listening to Encouraging Words to Give You Hope. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage you with the words of hope God gives us in His Word. I'm your host, Hope Ann, the author and founder of Meditate Hope. Join me each week as we discuss several different topics, dive into God's Word together, and encourage ourselves in the Lord. So sit back, grab your Bible, and take some notes as we meditate on the encouragement God gives us in His Word. Are you ready? Let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to another episode. It's Hope here, your host, and today we are starting a brand new series on the blog and podcast. But before we get into it, I want you to think of something that is going to introduce this series. So, think about the different kinds of prayers you've prayed throughout your life. So, throughout our lives, we've probably prayed many different kinds of prayers to God. Some of them were asking for wisdom and guidance, some laying out our praise before the Lord. In some prayers, we probably got down on our knees, desperate for a move of God. Some prayers asking for His forgiveness, and others where we just poured out our heart before the Lord and got honest with Him. We were real and raw and just laid it out before Him in the messiness of life, trying to remember who He is and what His Word says. Many of the prayers throughout our lives reflect much upon the season we are in, what we are feeling at that moment, and what God is teaching us. This is exactly what we will find in the book of Psalms, which is the book of the Bible we will be diving into in the next several weeks as we get real with God, remember who He is, and find practical applications to apply to our everyday lives. So first, let's get into a little bit of an introduction to the book of Psalms. So the answers in Genesis books of the Bible cards, which will be linked in today's show notes in case you want to check them out and purchase them, the card for the book of Psalms describes the book of Psalms as a book of prayers and hymns meant to draw our attention from ourselves to God. It is a collection of our praises to God. The Psalms emphasize man's position before a perfect, holy God. This sets God in His rightful place as ruler over the affairs of the world and all mankind. The Psalms include singing praises, giving thanks, and crying out for help. This description of the book of Psalms is what we will find throughout this series. Various people wrote the book of Psalms throughout the 150 chapters, but mainly we think of David, Asaph, Moses, and Solomon. In each week of this series, we will dig into a specific psalm, most of the time more than one, and discuss what the psalm talks about and what we can apply from it. This week, we will dive into the first psalm, Psalm chapter 1, which is all about how we can live a blessed life. Before we get into this chapter, we just want to mention really quick that this chapter, for me personally and for this ministry, is a special one. Verse 2, which says, "But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night," is the verse that inspired the name and mission of this ministry, which is almost 2 years old, coming up on May 7th. But I won't get too in-depth with my story, but if you want to hear more on that, you can check out the link in today's show notes to read more about my story or listen to the 100th podcast episode for Meditate Hope's story. But anyways, back to the chapter. We are going to see a comparison of two different people and their ways. We're going to see the righteous and the wicked. So we're going to be breaking down this chapter verse by verse. So verse 1 of this psalm, which is Psalm 1 verse 1, says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." When I was preparing for this week's message, I read a devotional on Psalm 1 and 2 from the First 5 app, which if you don't know what that is a app from Proverbs 31 Ministries. But anyways, the writer of this devotional pointed out how the psalmist, through God's revelation and wisdom, chose this word, blessed, to be the first word to begin this very long book. The writer explained how the psalmist could have chosen any other word, such as honor or glory or praise or hope, etc., but he chose bless. So the psalmist choosing the word bless to be the first word shows us what kind of point he is trying to make here. Blessed synonyms are happy, content, and fulfilled. And this chapter is about to show us what the life of a blessed person looks like. And just in this first verse, it shows us so much. There are three key words in this verse: walk, stand, and sit. These words make us reflect on the question, who are we surrounding ourselves with? We will break down and go through these three words really quickly and reflect on what this first verse is saying. So the first part of this verse that goes with the first word, walk, says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked. This stirs up the question for us, who are the people walking this life alongside us? Who are the people that we are doing life with? Are they a godly or ungodly influence in our lives? Now the second part, which goes with the word stand, says, blessed is the one who does not stand in the way that sinners take. This makes us reflect. Am I following God's way or the world's way? Or am I standing in between, knowing that I could only choose one? And finally, the third part, which goes with the word sit, says, blessed is the one who does not sit in the company of mockers. So ask yourself, who is sitting at your table? Maybe not literally, but who is in your circle of people sitting at your table? Or in other words, who are the people you have a close relationship with? These are the people you share everyday life with, the people you get vulnerable with, share your struggles with, and ask to pray for you. This first verse, which gives us those three words, walk, stand, and sit, shows us a key point of a blessed person's life. They are careful and aware of the people they surround themselves with and the path they are taking. Verse 2 says that it is not those who walk, sit, or step with the wicked that are blessed, but those whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. This verse shows us a characteristic of a blessed person. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. They see God's word as a delight and a joy to study and read, not as a burden or a to-do list task. They not only read the word, but they also meditate on it. They chew and digest the words till it becomes the meditation of their heart. And through spending time with the Lord day and night, they gain godly wisdom, knowledge, and encouragement that only comes from God. Continuing to describe a blessed person, verse 3 says, that person is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Here, a blessed person is compared to a tree. The streams of water nourish this tree, and no matter what the season, they continue to bear the fruit of God's blessing because of their steadfast spirit in serving the Lord. The tree's leaves do not wither, and whatever they do prospers. Like, don't we all want everything we do in this life to be prosperous and successful and God's favor and guidance to be upon us in everything we do? This is what a blessed person looks like. This verse also says that a blessed person is planted by the streams of water. To me, that means that a blessed person is rooted in the living water, Jesus Christ. For a blessed person, Jesus is their source of it all, and because of that, they can stand firm and bear fruit no matter what the season of life. God is faithful to provide and show favor upon his children. In contrast to verse 3, verse 4 now describes the wicked, saying, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. So unlike the tree that is rooted by the streams of water, the wicked person is like a chaff, which is the protective casing of the seeds of cereal grains, that simply flies away with the wind. The wicked will go with the flow of the ways of the world. It's comfortable to live in sin and follow the crowd and society, but if we want to live a blessed life, we have to be rooted in Christ and stand for his kingdom. Unlike the blessed person who bears fruit in every season, the wicked will be knocked down by the winds and storms of life, because Christ is not their foundation and source. Now we get into verse 5, which shows us the future of the wicked, which says, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. This is what Enduring Word Commentary says about this verse. Because the ungodly have no weight, they will be found lacking on the day of judgment. the part of the verse which says, nor sinners in the congregation or assembly of the righteous, means that this is true in the future because sinners will not share the same glorious future of the righteous. It is also true in the present because sinners sense they do not belong in the congregation of the righteous if they insist on remaining sinners. Finally, verse 6 summarizes what this chapter has been all about, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. This verse tells us, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So we see here that in the end, the Lord watches over the blessed or righteous person's way, and the way of the wicked only leads to destruction. Which brings up the big question for us, which way are we on? Now that leads us to the practical application for this week's podcast episode, which is how to live a blessed life. We will be going through 3 steps or ways based in Psalm chapter 1 on how we can live a blessed life, and we will also have some reflection questions in between. Number 1, be aware of who you are surrounding yourself with. As we clearly saw in verse 1, the blessed person is very much aware of who he is surrounding himself with. He makes sure that he is not walking, sitting, or standing with the ungodly. So ask yourself, who are the people I am surrounding myself with? Are they a godly or ungodly influence in my life? Now you may think, why is it important to be aware of who am I surrounding myself with? Well, the people we surround ourselves with have an influence on our lives. We can start acting like them and living as they live. If they are a godly influence, that's great because we can build one another up as iron sharpens iron, as it says in Proverbs 27 verse 17. But if they are not a godly influence, they can start to be a bad influence in our lives unless we influence them instead of them influencing us. Godly community is so important because these are the people we do life with and the people that walk alongside us. So ask yourself, who are the godly friends in my life? And maybe if you don't have that community right now, I encourage you to start praying for those friends and looking at the people God has already placed in front of you. Now moving on to number 2, delight yourself in the Lord and meditate on God's word. As we saw in verse 2, a characteristic of a blessed person is that their delight is in the law of the Lord. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, we choose to trust in him, follow him, and not conform to the world's ways. The one who delights in the Lord sees God's word as a joy, a delight, and a gift. Another characteristic of a blessed person that we saw in verse 2 is that they meditate on God's word. So reflect and ask yourself today, am I delighting myself in the Lord and am I meditating on God's word daily, taking the time to understand what it says and make it the meditation of my heart? And finally, number 3, let us not grow weary in running the race. Striving to live a blessed, godly life will not always be easy. The journey with Jesus isn't easy. There may be times when it will feel comfortable to surround ourselves with people we know aren't good for us and may feel tempted to compromise our values. There may be times when we don't feel like reading our Bible and opening up the Word, and God just feels far or our faith feels dry. But in the midst of the struggles we may face in living a blessed life, may we remember what verse 6 tells us, that the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. May we look back to the promises God gives us in his word, that he will be with us, and that when we live for him, we are not rewarded with earthly things, but with the things eternal. Because when we choose to continue to pursue Jesus with our whole hearts, we will be like that blessed person who is like that tree, planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither, and whatever they do prospers. And that's the end of this week's podcast episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so that you don't miss out on any future episodes and the rest of this Psalm series. And also when you rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it helps more people find this podcast. And with that, have a blessed week and talk to you soon.